G'day, this is Kate Watson. Robert Harker is the head of customer loyalty for Bupa. They've just launched their new rewards and loyalty program, Life Rewards. What's really interesting about that is the strategy and consumer behaviour behind loyalty programs. Rob, well, you're an expert in them. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Great to be here.
They've been around for a long time, Rob. There are plenty of examples of successful ones in Australia. And before Bupa, you actually worked on some of those. So to start us off, can you talk about the strategy behind loyalty programs? What's the appeal? I'm interested in the psychology of people.
Yeah, sure. Great question. So look, you're right. Loyalty programs have been around for a very long time. I think the first loyalty program was in the 18th century, and it was a coin-related loyalty program. So it's been around a while. Loyalty psychology is such an important part of any loyalty program design, and it's still relatively new how brands use marketing psychology around engaging customers in a brand. Mm. The kind of appeal to customer loyalty programs today, it's kind of twofold. There's got to be something in it for the brand, and there's obviously something in it in return for the customer. And, predominantly customers join a loyalty program because they're in love with the brand, they're passionate about what they stand for, but the customer gets value out of engaging with that brand. And especially now, given the sort of cost of living and pressures on the market, consumers today are turning more towards, where's the loyalty program that I can get most value out of that recognizes me as a customer but makes my life easier? And I think we've landed that message really well with the Life Rewards program and the strategy and design of that in our customers' view today.
We'll get to actually what it is in a little bit, but that's a good summation of, guess, where we are in market right now, that value proposition. You've worked on loyalty programs outside of Australia as well, so Dubai, London and Barcelona. How does it change country to country? How do people differ?
I think fundamentally the concept of consumer behavior in a loyalty program really doesn't differ. I think where it depends in the market where you are, the customer expectations around the loyalty program, Europe, London, Barcelona, Berlin, Germany, they're all a very mature market. And there's a combination of airline programs, retail programs, experiential programs, which really aren't known down here in Australia, and huge coalition programs like, the Tesco Club card program, and obviously the Sainsbury's Nectar program in the UK is massive as well. So huge penetration there.
Yeah, and I guess what you're sort of saying is that Australia does tend to have a bit of a lag when it comes to these things, but Bupa is the first major Aussie health insurer to offer something like this. It's going to have a reward store, discounts and experiences. What's interesting about this loyalty program is quite often with these things, it's the more you purchase with them, the more you get back. But in Bupa's case, you have members that are already paying for your service. So how does that work?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And I think one of the things that I'm really proud of with Life Rewards, and a lot of brands don't get this right today, is we built this program for our customers with our customers. So we actually went out and did a whole lot of research. We spoke to our customers. We asked them what they want in a loyalty program, especially around the health insurance market. You rightly say they're already paying for a product, so why would they want to do something like this? And the feedback was really strong from our customers that they wanted to get value out of having a health insurance product, but also recognizing some of our longstanding customers. We've had customers that have been with Bupa for 40, 50 years. And really designing a program that recognizes them as a person, as an individual through our tiered rewards program.
I guess the drum roll question is, what does it offer? Give us an example and what's working well so far?
Yeah, sure. So we have five tiers in the program, and four of those five tiers have what we call tiered rewards. So for example, if you're in level two, which is, you've been with Bupa for 6 to 10 years, you might get 15% off at Garmin. But if you're in the 25 plus life member tier, it's 30% off.
So are all Bupa customers automatically involved in this loyalty program? Is it sort of an opt-in, or are you, if you're paying Bupa customer, you're in?
If you're a paying Bupa customer and you hold a health insurance policy with us, the good news is you're already in. As long as you're a My Bupa user and you're registered to access your Bupa through on the internet, Life Rewards is there waiting for you.
Awesome. I reckon that about sums it up. Rob, is there anything you'd like to add?
I think just with Life Rewards, it really is a unique proposition for the health insurance market here. It's all about trust and consistency for our customers. I think we get those two things right. We'll have a really strong program for generations to come.
Yeah, sounds like you've got a big job ahead of you though.
Just a bit.
Thank you for joining us. This interview is brought to you by Bupa, of course. To find out more about their loyalty program, go to bupa.com.au/life-rewards.